Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Tuesday of the 14th week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 32, verses 23-33. Our psalm for today is Psalm 17. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, verses 32-37. My brother, my sister, the Lord will not deny a repentant heart the graces needed for overcoming the demons, habitual sins, guilts, and unhappiness in his or her life. Yes, the Lord will turn his ear to us and will display his great love. And please note that that love is unconditional. Jacob was a liar, a schemer, a deceiver, and he was a cheat. He ran away from his brother and spent 20 years in hiding. However, during those exilic years, Jacob tried to make peace with his present and his past. And it is interesting to note that God was with him all the way. He accompanied him on that journey of pain, the journey of renewal, the journey of hard work, and led him back to Cana to make peace with his brother and to prepare him for the reception of his blessings. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord did not leave that place. He was always there, waiting for you to return. While waiting for our return, the Lord will always be with us. He was with you. He was with us in those days or moments of failure, pains, troubles, moments of headache. He was there. He was with us when COVID-19 locked us in our houses. He is with us now as we prepare to rejig our lives. In order to succeed after this COVID season, we must, like Jacob, spend time with the Lord and ask him to bless us. Yes, we have been praying, but this time we must present to the Lord those lingering failures, lingering habitual sins, problems, and worries. We must ask the Lord to set us free. Jacob worked hard in exile, but when his moment of deliverance was revealed to him, the Lord gave Jacob a new beginning, a new name, and a fresh start. Thus, like Jacob, we should ask the Lord for a new beginning, a fresh start after COVID-19. The psalmist says, "Guard me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. In my justice I shall see your face and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory." And so, my brother, my sister, God was with us during those years of failures, years of hardship, those years of deception and self-centeredness. And he is with us now to prepare us for a true conversion, a new beginning. He is going to be with us till the end of time. In other words, the Lord is willing to deliver us. But the question is, are we prepared to follow him for our deliverance? Like the case of the dumb demoniac in today's gospel, yours too might look or seem daunting, but God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you after COVID-19. Do not be perturbed. He will make a way for us after the reign of those selfish leaders. He will make a way for us after the years or those years of trauma. However, when the Lord blesses you, when the Lord blesses us, remember you are called to do the same, to deliver others, to help them find their moments of joy. In other words, when the Lord delivers us and grants us his blessings like he did Jacob, he calls us to do the same within our communities, to do the same within our families. Set them free, bless them, and help them to rediscover the goodness of the Lord in their lives. And as we carry out the Lord's work today, may the Lord in his infinite mercy grant us mercy, bless us, uphold us, and use us in mightier and greater ways in our communities, in our households. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.